Hello, and welcome back to the Big Tech Question podcast. Last time out, we asked what are the five best commands you can say to Alexa. So this time, it's only fair we give her rival a go. Okay, Google, say hello.
Konnichiwa. That's hello in Japanese. How can I help?
We're about to find out. I spend a stupid amount of my time traveling to non-league football grounds, and one of the most useful features of Google Home is its ability to tell you how long it's going to take you to get from A to B if you're driving. If you've already told Google where your home or your work is, you can use that in your command. So here, for example, I'm going to ask Google how long it's going to take me to get from work, which is the Lewis Football Club, to Merthyr Tydfil, where we're going to be playing in a couple of weeks' time. Okay, Google. How long will it take me to get from work to Merthyr by car?
With light traffic, it will take 3 hours and 57 minutes to drive from work to Merthyr Tydfil. You can see the full route on your phone.
See, and that's one of the big advantages of Google. It can send you stuff to your phone, which Amazon doesn't really do. There are about 6 minutes in every day where I'm not feeling peckish, so let's start thinking ahead for tonight's dinner. You can ask Google where the best restaurants are in a certain area, which is really handy if you're not familiar with a place you're heading to. Okay, Google, what's the best restaurant in Burgess Hill?
I found a few top-rated places. The first one is Chapla Restaurant at 226 London Road, Burgess Hill. The second one is Tazza at 187 London Road, Burgess Hill. The third one is India Garden at 199 Lower Church Road, Burgess Hill.
Burgess Hill, clearly a mecca for Indian restaurants. Now, to be fair, Chapla, the top recommendation, has actually shut down, so please don't head there. But Google wasn't to know that. That was only a couple of weeks ago. Those recommendations are based on user ratings. So it's actually using user feedback to drive the recommendations it's giving you via Google Home, which is pretty clever. Here's one for the musicians in the house. What if you need to tune your guitar, or your trumpet, or your clarinet, or anything else that needs tuning? Well, Google can help you. Just ask it to play a certain note. Okay, Google, play an F note.
Okay, here's an F.
Note, and note specifically here, that if you want it to play a note without a flat or a sharp, you must say F note or G note or B note. You can't just say the letter. If you're doing a sharp or a flat, you can just say that. You don't need the note on the end. Like every other tech journalist in the world, I'll be heading to CES in Las Vegas in January. And like every other tech journalist in the world, I haven't booked my flights yet. Luckily, Google can help. It understands pretty complex commands when it comes to booking flights, so you can get it to price up a specific journey. Okay, Google, how much is a round-trip flight to Las Vegas?
Upcoming return flights from London to Las Vegas start at £275. Do you know what dates you'd like to fly?
5th of January.
Okay, what's your return date?
12th of January.
Return flights from London to Las Vegas leaving on the 5th of January and returning on the 12th of January start at £557. Should I email you with any price changes?
Yes.
Got it.
See, Google's done a few clever things here. A, it knows where I'm based, so it can pick the right starting airport, sorry. And B, it's going to email me any price changes so I can get to see when things go up and down, like my flight. Finally, something cerebral. Something a bit more than just feeding you information. Okay, Google, read a poem.
Here's a poem by Li Bai, entitled A Tranquil Night. Before my bed, a pool of light. Can it be hoarfrost on the ground? Looking up, I find the moon bright. Bowing, In homesickness, I'm drowned.
And there you go. What a lovely way to end the show.